Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the importance of election debates.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 metre wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about election debates as Zimbabwe inches closer to crucial elections.
Straight Talk Africa will shortly bring you a special broadcast on the forthcoming general elections in Zimbabwe. On this special broadcast, host Shaka Sali broadcasts live from Zimbabwe as the Voice of America and the Zimpapers Television Network team up to present an event titled The Elected Presidential Election.
Featuring in this debate are presidential candidates Mr. Lovemo Matuku and Dr. Nkosana Moyo, and presidential advisor Chris Mutswangwa and Mr. Tenai Bidi of the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa.
We'll be with you for only 30 minutes today and then cross over to Harare for this special event. Visit our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We'll be also be broadcasting the event on radio VOA Studio 7.
And we'll also be broadcasting this event on our website pages, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com. When we are done in 30 minutes, there will be a short break on the web, so make sure that you are connected thereafter, so we shall be connecting with you. So on Facebook, it will be coming live within the next 30 minutes, so stay tuned. So lamhlanje zulukandaba lingalichona njani so ke esikhuluma ngakho ke ingxoxo mpikiswano eyabikhona kona ngale ke eHarare siyakwazi ukuthi uShaka Sali weStraight Talk Africa uyabe kukhuluxoxa lama presidential candidates lapha ngikhuluma ke abancintisa ukhetho lwamongameli uDr. Lamo Maduku loDr. Nkosana Moyo babe khona kona lapha ke esitikini kuzobuya ke lo mcebisi kaMongameli uMnumzana uChris Mutswangwa kanye lo mnumzana uTenda Ibidi womanyano we-MDC Alliance. I-MDC Alliance ikokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa. So siyabe silethulela umzuzwana nje elandelayo 30 minutes singaqeda lapha siza cross over siye khona ngale ngaphi eHarare. Lapha iyabe silibona khona i-debate lay. Liyabe libona kuma-Facebook page yethu wonke VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona ne-VOA Ndebele. La kuradio lilalele futhi njalo. Liye la kuma-websites ethu www.voashona.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com. So, kuna poke, liabili bugela itipete la lei. Kunjalo, so, lichu kutu kujinda po kategile, kutu kube, lengu mpompekiswano, ya yuketo. Kunjalo mfuetu.
Ndipo duwe, makadi nisho inasi.
Asi.
Nasi tichango wane mikwe 30 minutes, tikuwenda kwa Harare, kune Straight Talk nasi ichange ichitefenyura ichibva ku Harare ku Zimbabwe saka tichagatapedza panapa tichakuendesa ku Harare mononyatsoterera nokuona zviri kuitika nokuti mazuva ano mazuva akatarisana nesarudzo yokutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika muZimbabwe saka hurukuro zhinji dzose dziri kuitika mazuva ano dzinenge dzichingotarisa nyaya imwe chete iyoyoyo kusvika sarudzo yapera saka nhasi tichange tiri kuHarare kunenge kune vamwe vanoka vakamirira mapato anokwikwidza munyaya idzo kuita mutungamiri wenyika vamwe vatungamiriri vatadza kuuya asi pauya vazhinji vanenge vachitaura vachi pindura mvunzo inenge chibvunzwa nevanhu vanenge vari mudariro imomo. Saka tinoemba kuti muchange muinesu tigofara tese pamwe chete tichinzwa zvinotaurwa navanhu vari kukwikwidza kuita mutungamiri wenyika. Ndo zvatakatarisira zvedhuve.
So ke sinethemba lokuthi siyabathola ke esibacelele ukuthi babuye khonapha. Sicela ubaba uJonga Kandumiri osebenzela iStudio 7 ukuthi angene kuhlelo, njalo lo Chris Gande ukhona ngale eHarare ukuthi bangene khonapha kuhlelo sixoxe. Iye esikubonayo ukuthi ke ukhetho luyabe lukhona ngomvulo, lusiba khona nje ukhetho. Siyabona ukuthi abanye abantu sebengani bayatshiselwa sibili besithi ukhetho kaluqhutshwa ngemfanelo. I-MDC Alliance bekubona ukuthi nga lamhla yatshengisela emgwaqweni kodwa kusahamba kanjalo. Ngoba amapolisa athi utshengisela kungahlupha. Kuzobuya ke iZANU PF ithi hayi kukhanya ngazani ukhetho luhamba ngemfanelo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi lina likubona njani okwenzakala khona ngapha eZimbabwe. Yini vele libonayo ukuthi hayi lapha kuhamba kunje, ngapha kungabe kuhamba kunje. Njalo lokuthi kuqatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lamadebate onalawa, kumbe ngithi ingxoxo mpikiswano. Kambe kuyabe kusijoni nxa kusiba ke le ngxoxo mpikiswano lezi. So ke asixoxeni sijayini sibili okuzwayo. Sibona ukuthi siyangaphi ngodaba lolu. So ke siyabona kulabantu asebengena enkundleni khona bezama ukuthi besikhulumise. Yes, siyakwazi ukuthi liyabuza ukuthi isikhathi bani ngokumpikiswano leyi. Siqeda thina khona pa past 8 kuyabe sokungena uChakasali ku Straight Talk Africa ekhuluma lalabo abancintisayo kukhetho lolu. Singazi ukuthi sesimthole yini. I don't know whether you've got our first guest and that is our reporter who is based in Harare right now. Jonga Kandumiri, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Gibbs.
How are you, Jonga?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you very much. So tell us about this debate. What is going on?
This debate, Gibbs, this is a political parties' leaders' debate or a presidential candidate debate. It's called the elected, and it's being jointly co-hosted by none other than our own Chakasali, Voice of America, and Ruveneko Parrenyatwa from the Zimbabwe Television Network. And I understand that the MDC Alliance will be represented by Mr. Tendai Biti, who is one of the party leaders who are in the alliance. And his party is PDP. And also ZANU-PF, they send Mr. Christopher Muchangwa instead of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, as what people are expecting. And another of the guests is Professor Love Mamaduku, the President of the National Constitutional Assembly, or NCA, and Dr. Ngosana Moyo, President of the Alliance for the People's Agenda, or APA.
Mm-hmm. So what is the mood like right now?
Well, it's a mixed, the mood is a mixed bag. There's people expecting the leaders of these parties to come here and debate, not their proxies. And also, they are charging $10 for people to go into that and witness the debate. A fee, some of the people I talked to earlier were saying, is too high for people in Zimbabwe, especially the candidates themselves are not going to be around.
Mhm. Yeye yakhuluma lapha ke uJonga baba Wande ukuthi kwenzakala khona ngale Harare. Akukhulumela isibili sizothi uyathini.
Saka mambonzwa kuti vanoda kutarisa nyaya dzakaita seGP here kana kuti inenge chinguva mvenge-mvenge chero chinenge chamuka chofana kukurukurwa.
Ndizvozvo vanenge vari kukokera kana mahosi vari kukokera gakavairo kana debate ndo vanenge vaine mibvunzo yavanenge vachizobvunza. Ava vari kumirira vatungamiri vemapato naye vatungamiri vemapato vapinda vachipindura.
Ko vanhu vanenge varimo havana mukana wokubvunzawo here direct questions kuna vanhu vanenge vachitaura pamusoro pemapato avo?
Ndinodavira kuti varimo vachapiwa mukana wokubvunza, asi nyaya ndanichimbotaura una Gibbs ndeyekuti pari kuchajwa mari inoita $10 kuti munhu ange achipinda imomo. Saka vamwe vangu vachiti $10 imari yakawanda zvikuru kana vacho vatungamiri vemapato vavari kutarisira vasiri vanenge vachizopinda kuchiuya nhumwe dzavo ndo dzinenge dzichizopindura mibvunzo yavanenge vainayo.
That doesn't seem to have been a very encouraging thing, because you would have wanted to see a lot of people in attendance and, you know, actually be able to communicate with the people, send your message across. But if you have to charge people to come and listen to what you have got to say, it offers a tricky kind of situation there.
So, Jonga, when you look at the way things are happening right now in Harare, do you think that people really know what these debates are all about, or you just walk in there and start asking questions?
I think people are expecting a lot from the people or the leaders who are going to contest, especially in the presidential election, because there are 23 presidential candidates, and people want to know, for you to vote, I mean, for us to vote for you, what do you have to offer? I mean, how can we pick you as the best out of the 23 candidates? So people have many questions that needs to be answered by these candidates.
Thank you so much, Jonga Kanemiri. I know that you've got a commitment right now. You have to go and sort out certain things. But your last word before you go.
Well, I'm expecting people to learn more from this debate, because I think this is something that many people were asking for in the past elections. And I think this is a good opportunity for Zimbabweans to get to know their political party leaders.
Thank you so much, Jonga.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Bye-bye. So we also have Chris Gande, you know, on the line right now. Chris Gande, kunjani Void? Siyaphila kakhulu. Akusitshele ke ngokuthi ingxoxo mpikiswano khona ngapho kuhamba njani. Useharare kumbe ngapi?
Hayi, lokho ngisefollows.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi abantu bathini ngengxoxo mpikiswano nxa siba khona.
Hayi, abantu bayazamukela kakhulu ingxoxo mpikiswano ngoba ziyatshengisa ukuthi inkokheli imingaphi. Kodwa njengalokho esikuzwayo kwenzakala eHarare namhlanje, hayi, abantu abakuthakazelela ukuthi bazefuna ukubona ukuzwa yena umkhokheli webandla ukuthi uthini. Nxa ezathumela omunye umuntu akufani.
Ye, so siyabona ukuthi kuyabe kulo ubaba uLabo Maduku, kuzobuya ke ubaba uNkosana Moyo, kuzobuya ke udokotela Chris Mtswangwa nomzana Tendai Bidi. So khonapho nxa ukhuluma ujuthi ukubuya kukaMtswangwa lo mnumzana uBidi, kungazana abanye abantu kubakhubile.
Kakhulu, kakhulu Sibili, ngoba uyabona nxa sikhangela umuntu onjengomTswangwa, nxa eyakhuluma, siyamazi uMtswangwa uyakhuluma, ungakakhulumi Sibili endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Okokuthi ayisiko kakhulu abantu kade bekukhangelela ukuthi bambuze ukuthi kathi vele ilizwe lizaqonda ngathi ngemva kokhetho. Yena uzakhuluma evele esesikwazi inkulumo zakhe. Njalo nomnumzana Tendai Biti laye emele i-alliance, ye siyakwazi ukuthi umele i-alliance kodwa-ke lo ibandle lakhe. So nxa sokunjalo uyabona ukuthi kathesi abantu sebesithi khathi siyambona umele i-alliance elakhe ibandla-ke sokuthi ibandla linye yini, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi hayi mangamabandla athiyeneyo i-alliance lelakhe umnumzana lithi i-PDP. So okutho ukuthi hayi kugcina kungasaqondi kuhle abantu vele kungani kuyabakhuba kakhulu.
Ye, uyakhuluma lapho Chris, so he says, you know,
Gande, mukufamba kwari kuita nekuteerera kwaunenge uchiita zvinenge zvitaurwa navanhu, vanofungei nokusasangana kwakaita vachamisa navamunangagwa? Vanhu pane zvavanombotaura here zvokuti ava vaviri vakatadza kugara pasi vachiita dhibheti yakaita seiri kuitika manheru anayo? Vanhu vanombotaura nezvazvo?
Vanotaura zvikuru. Takagara pasi vhiki rapera iri tichigadzirira iyo nyaya yacho iri kuitika nhasi. Takataura nevari kuronga vacho veZTN tichivabvunza iyo nyaya yokuti ko kana ivo vatiri kunyatsotarisira vari kutarisirwa neruzhinji kunyanyanyanya ivo vana President Emmerson Mnangagwa na Nelson Chamisa vasina kuuya, dhibheti racho risazoita here dhibheti ingati rine musoro here? Nekuti mazuva ese apa paZTV tiri kuona madhibheti akadai mazuva ose vari kudhibheta ivo vana Bite ava vanana Maduku. Saka musiyano wacho nanhasi hausina kunyatsokuisa mukuru, nekuti havana kuuya vanga vakatarisira.
So is this the first debate of its kind, Chris Gande?
Yes, this time around in Zimbabwe we've had debates. This is not really first in terms of, you know, when we look at what is happening. ZTV has a daily debate series. It's not really, I mean, it's not modeled in the kind of debate that we know. Of course, the candidates will give their you know, opinion and also maybe their manifestos, but it doesn't dwell much on, you know, cross-pollination of ideas or even, you know, debating issues as, as it is.
And basically, what are people saying about most of these presidential candidates? Start from the top, just briefly, 1 minute.
You know, people are really, are looking forward to a debate when we will have the real, you know, contenders, the top contenders, you know, facing each other, like we have seen in the United States, you know, the presidential, when it's a presidential debate, you know, you are going to learn something about the candidate. But this kind of debate where you send the proxy doesn't really augur well for people to know what to look forward to after the election.
Because debates are not only what you say, but even body language, right?
That's right, that's right. There's quite a lot, you know, you can show as a leader when you are, you know, in front of the people and you are presenting what you think you stand for. But, you know, it really makes less sense when you send your proxy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And hold on there, Chris Gande. We have our third guest, and that is Mr. Evaristo Washington Chikanga. He's a presidential candidate. His party is the Rebuild Zimbabwe. Mr. Chikanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Well, good evening and thank you so much for inviting me onto the program.
Thank you so much. Even if you are not participating in that other debate, here is a stage where you have to introduce yourself to the people of Zimbabwe. What can you say about yourself?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. My name, as you heard, Zimbabwe, my name is Evaristo Washington Chikanga. I always tell people that I am a banker by profession. I worked for the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe from 1990 to 2000. And I am a pastor by calling. I preached and I pastored in the United States of America in Oklahoma from 2000 to 2011. I'm now in Zimbabwe joining the political effort because I believe I have to, first, I believe I have something to offer as part of the solution to the crisis. Mm-hmm. Hence the reason I'm running for the office of the President of Zimbabwe.
What sets you apart from all the other candidates?
Well, we are running a political party on biblical Christian values and principles. It's something that is unique and new in Zimbabwe. We believe that the plague of corruption and lack of respect of the rule of law can only be cleansed from our systems of governance and structures of our society by a leadership that is deeply rooted in a value system that knows the difference between right from wrong. And that is what sets us apart. We stand strong on biblical Christian values and principles, and we say the spirit of the teachings of the Bible prepares the nation to navigate out of corruption and return the country to the rule of law. And that is what sets us apart.
Vamunofamba kwese uku muchitaura navanhu vanokutambira zvakadini ne message yamuri kutaura iyoyo vari kuigamuchira zvakadini.
Message yedu iri kugamushirwa zvakanaka. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti patiri kufamba vanhu vari kuti vave ne 38 years vachinyeberwa, vachirasiswa, vachipiwa mapromise asiri kuitwa on the ground. Vamwe vari kuti zvekare taane dzimwe 18 years tikangoti pakatanga Mangange ari pakati pezano PF neMDC. Upenyu hwedu hausati hwambo waita zvakanaka, uri kungoramba uchingoita worse and worse. Saka vanhu vari kuti izvo Takuda muono unevanu vano chikamwari muone iwoyo unokwanisa kutibatsira kubvisa zviri kutadzisa nyika yedu kuti zviende kumberi. Anowandwo mangange makuru ari pakati pemapato makuru aya ari munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vazhinji vari kutaura kuti vari kunamatira kana kuti vari kuchemera kuona munhu mutsva kana kuti vanhu vatsva vasina history in politics vavhoterwe vahwine paelection iyoyo yatatarisana nayo.
Yes. It's so, quite a departure from the usual noisemakers. His message is packaged within the Christian values, and that's the message he's delivering to the people.
Yeah, Baba Kande, nga umlalele lapho ekhuluma umnumzana uyakhuluma sibili lapho ukuthi yena usebenzisa isiKristu ukuthi akhankasele ukhetho lolu. So abaningi nxa bekhuluma ngokhetho ama-presidential candidates lawa bagxile ngapi?
Ye bagxile ngesiKristu njengokutsho kwakhe. Ungakhangela umnankagwa uthi yena the voice of the people is the voice of God. Umnumzana Chamisa yena uthi God is in it. Ukhangele nje bonke babe belakho nje ukutshengisa ukubana hayi isiKristu sikhona. Kodwa-ke esingaze sikubone ukuthi umuntu olikristu ofana nabomakandiwa abavele belabantu abaningi bangene kukhetho yikho esingaziyo ukuthi kungayenzakala kanjani. Kodwa olathesi hhayi siyabezwa bayakhuluma bona laba abavele bekhona phose bonke nje uyababona ukuthi bayitshengisa ukuthi akulesi Kristu phakathi kodwa singabi yilokhwana yilabana nje abayibo abaprofitha abafana labomakandiwa.
So now, Mr. Chikanga, we see that, of course, you are using the word of God to actually try to be the next president. But if somebody can ask you one question, how do you make sure that a Zimbabwean has some bit of bread or, you know, meal on the table? How do you fix the ailing economy? Are you there, Mr. Chikanga? I think we don't. I'm not hearing him. Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. The major problem we have in Zimbabwe is that of corruption. Corruption has crippled every sector of our economy. So we are offering a solution. That is a leadership that is going to stand on the rule of law. When we stand on the rule of law and also use these Christian values and principles to influence the behavior and the mindset of the nation, we will be able to move the nation from these corruption tendencies to back to the rule of law. And when we have the rule of law back in place, what we are saying is that we are now giving or building or inspiring confidence in the economy of Zimbabwe, which means that anybody who wants to do business with us, when they see that the law is being respected in Zimbabwe, they will then invest in Zimbabwe, knowing that their investments are safe and are secure. So the first thing is to make sure that the economic environment or the Zimbabwean environment, the political environment, is stable and is inviting to all those that want to do business with us. Once that is done, we can see investments from within and from without. Starting to build businesses. And when these businesses are now working on the ground, employment is created, and then people are able to put food on the table. The second thing is, for now, we have things like the mineral wealth of this country. It's not being handled the right way because, again, of corruption. We have resources that are mined and going direct into the pockets of individuals. When I win, I intend to make sure that all that is being mined goes to the treasury account, which is maintained.
But then the question is, before you proceed, the question is, all those people who were accused of corruption, are you going to arrest them to make sure that the government arrests them and they're locked up, yes or no?
Yes, they will be arrested and they will have to return all the monies that they did steal. That has to happen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's hold on there. So here is the announcement. You know, within the next few minutes, we'll be crossing over to Harare, Straight Talk Africa. We are going to bring you a live debate, you know, on the forthcoming general elections. And on this special report, Worst Chaka Sesali will be broadcasting live from Zimbabwe. The Voice of America and Zimbabwe Newspapers, this television network, are bringing this broadcast to you. So those people that are listening on radio, stay tuned. And those people on Facebook, make sure that you stay glued as well. There will be a short break on the web, but then the web will pop up after some few minutes. So kulabo bantu abasibukeleyo kona manje libambe kona poke lingayindawo libe likhangele ku Facebook VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7. Siyabe sikhipha ingqoqompikiswano iyabe khona kona ngale ke eHarare. Uyabe khuluma kungqoqompikiswano leyi nguChaka Sesali owe State Talk Africa. So labo ke abaku radio lingayikatshana ubuyethatha amanzi nje uthi khumu kancane uphinde ubuyugijima ubulalela ukuthi sabesitshaya ngani. Kuma website yethu sabe sikhona futhi njalo. Akutshela abantu ukuthi kwini okulandelayo baba wande.
Muchingo wathi shomanana tichange tobva muno mstudio kunoku Studio 7 toenda ku Zimbabwe kuHarare kuZimbabwe uko kwatichanotarisa nokunzwa zvitokutaurwa neavo vari kukukwidza kuti vaite mutungamiri wenyika. Izvi zvinotanga muchingo wachishomanana asi patinobvisa patinoswitcha tichibva pano tichienda kuHarare pachaita chinguva chishomanana musingaoni chinhu kana musingadzwi chinhu munongoramba zvakadaro nekuti inenge ichikonektwa inouya kwamuri nokukurumidza. Musakangamira zvekare kuti tiripo paFacebook. Munotiwana tiri paFacebook napaInternet, VOA Shona, VOA Ndevele, ne VOA Zimbabwe. Munotibata pa nefunyiro dzose idzodzo. Saka tinoemba kuti muchanakidzwa, muchafara, muchanzwa mhinduro dzemibvunzo yakawanda yamanga musina kuudzwa kusvika pari zvino. Saka tinovimba kuti muchanakidzwa yenyu makatarisa chirongwa ichocho.
Lingakuto sibili ukuti ingqokompikiswano leyi ngoba ungayikhutha phela awusozibone lutho. Baba Gandhi, abantu bayimelele kakhulu yini ingxoxo le?
Kakhulu bayimelele sibili ngabomvu.
Ye, so bathi bazabona okunenge.
Mm.
Ye, so abantu balalela ngaphi? Eredweni kumbe baya kuFacebook baya ngapha kwangkhona?
Ye, bakhona ngingezwa ungani bathi bona ikhona i-radio station leyi kuthiwa yini leyi ngakhohlwa ukuthi but eyiyo engaba kumasebhuka weZimbabwe ezinpepers.
Ye, lakithi phela bangasikhohlwa bengasilahli simla abantu.
Kodwa lakithi wonke indawo zethu lapha bayandisa ukubona iy'nhlelo zethu zikhona.
Ye, so thina siku-4930 laku-6080 kanye lo-15460 kilohertz short wave. Khonapho-ke sikhona. Uyaphonga utshanji iwayelesi yakho ube suhluzahluza ugcina usibamba khonapho. So Mr. Chikanga, your last word, sir. Our time is up.
Oh, okay. Ngoti vanhu ngavavhoterewo handivhoterewo kuti ndiite president weZimbabwe because ndirikugutsikana kwekutizo tine muono wakanaka wakamira pana Mwari unoshandiswa naMwari
kuudza
utungamiriri unoguta ruzhinji.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chikanga. I wish to thank Chris Gande, our reporter in Zimbabwe, and Jonga Kandemiri as well, and Mr. Evaristo Washington Chikanga, presidential candidate for Rebuild Zimbabwe Party. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., but stay tuned for this special debate.
And I'm Chanono Kawande from Washington, D.C. I say good night and take care. Thank you.
and on our social media platforms, including voaafrica.com.
Our hashtags tonight are Zim Decides, hashtag ZTN, hashtag Election Debate, hashtag VOA. Now let's introduce you to our panel, if you haven't recognized them already. Starting with our first panelist will be Mr. Tendai Biti, the MDC Alliance representative, who's MDC Alliance is represented by presidential candidate advocate Nelson Chamisa. Good evening, Mr. Biti. And then second, we have Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He is the presidential candidate for the Alliance for People's Agenda, APA. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
And then we also have Professor Lovemo Maduku, presidential candidate for the National Constitutional Assembly. Welcome to the platform.
Thank you.
And last but in no means least, Ambassador Chris Muchangwa, representing the ruling party ZANU-PF. He's the presidential candidate for the party is the incumbent president Emmerson Mnangagwa. Welcome.
Good evening, Zimbabwe and the world.
Now, before we start, just a few rules so we all know how this is going to work. As you know, we have all sat, gentlemen, on various platforms and had discussions before. Tonight, we have a bit of a format that we're hoping you'll be able to follow. What we're going to do is we're going to start by offering each of you 2 minutes in which to speak and talk about yourselves as well as your parties. Thereafter, there will be a chance for you to answer for a minute and a half. And then we'll also then, each time that you're asked a question, you will only be allowed 2 minutes to speak at a time. So each time a question comes to you, whether from us as your hosts or from the audience, it will be only 2 minutes in which you can answer. So I hope that we can all adhere to that so that we can get as much covered. We've got many topics we want to discuss with you tonight as we prepare to understand what each of your parties are offering Zimbabwe. So if you can comply, I'm sure we'll get through quite a number of these key issues. And to our live audience tonight, don't forget that we will note your questions as well. As you heard, your first round of questions have already been taken in. And when inspired by what the panelists are saying, we will take a second round that will allow you to bring forward to us, and then we'll bring those forward to them. So all the other rules, etiquette, we hope that we can have a very mature and respectable debate tonight. Particularly to our panelists, the gentlemen, we know that sometimes these national issues, they sit hard on your hearts, and we don't at all discourage you from being passionate, but we do encourage you to be respectful. And I hope that the audience can adhere to the same. So, let's begin now with our first candidate to give their 1 minute, 30 second personal party profile, Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
Nkosana Moyo, I'm 67 years old now. I lead APA, the Alliance for the People's Agenda, and I'm the presidential candidate. My working life has been in the private sector, finance in particular, investment banking, commercial banking, and private equity. I would like to think that, and that has been broadly on the African continent, working in the UK as well as in the US. APA is a new party, started last year, when we recognized that our country is not going very far in terms of looking after the interests of our people. We felt something new was required, and what we offer as APA is in our manifesto, which was developed in very close consultation with the population of this country. Hence, the name of our party actually talks to our approach to the politics that we believe in, Alliance for the People's Agenda. In other words, we are driven by very closely listening to what people are saying to us. That's how we developed our manifesto. Our manifesto has got 5 pillars to it. The first one is constitutionalism. And I've jokingly said often that if all of the parties in Zimbabwe had read the constitution, actually we should not have wasted money writing all of those manifestos. We should just have put one sentence only. We will abide by the provisions of the Constitution, because our Constitution, although it's not perfect like anything else, actually covers everything we need to do. It covers everything. So constitutionalism. The second issue is that Zimbabwe is a very divided nation. So we need a leader who can unite our country, our population, and form a genuine nation in order for us to apply our energies in a united way to overcome our challenges. So that's the second one. The third one is meritocracy. At the moment, our country is run by people who are selected on the basis of nepotism, cronyism, and patronage. We don't select and field our best team, our best brains. And we, in consultation with the population, have come to the conclusion that if we did just that thing alone, observe that if you want to win, you field the best brains possible, would do very well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nkosana Moyo. And over to you now, Mr. Tendai Biti.
Thank you, Nico. My name is Tendai Biti. I'm a human rights lawyer, a founding member of the Movement for Democratic Change, and now a principal in the MDC Alliance, standing in on behalf of Advocate Nelson Chamisa, who is our leader. The MDC Alliance thrust is very simple. We want to end and undo 38 years of decay, of collapse, of an indifferent, cruel rule based on patronage and neo-patrimonialism. We anchor our policy document, SMART, the Sustainable Modernization Agenda for Real Transformation, on three key issues: transformation, opportunity, and prosperity. We consider that the transformation of our country is critical. The transformation of the governance culture, the transformation of the governance infrastructure. So we concentrate on things such as devolution, concentrate on things such as dealing with the corrosive agenda of corruption that is in our body politic. We intend to transform our economy, and our key tenet is, number one, to bring back macroeconomic stability in Zimbabwe. Is to build a $100 billion economy within the course of the next 10 years, is to construct an economy which provides employment to our people, given that 95% of our people are unemployed. It is to build a country with a strong social agenda. And one of the things which we intend to do is to make a basic education a right by ensuring that primary education is free to every child. It is also, intended to build a rights-based society. Citizens must have a full rights, and therefore the agenda of ensuring that constitutionalism and the rule of law are abided to by the citizen will be key.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Thank you very much. And over to you, Professor Love Momadugu.
My name is Love Momadugu. I'm the leader of the NCA, standing in for National Constitutional Assembly. It's a new political party that came in from being a civic organization, and this is the first general election in which we are participating as a political party with a presidential candidate and several members of parliament. Our aim is to make Zimbabwe a prosperous and democratic country. The NCA's philosophy is empowerment of ordinary people, those that are marginalized and impoverished. We believe that the country is where it is today because it has allowed an undemocratic culture, and that undemocratic culture has been centered on our constitution. Unlike other players, we actually believe that the current constitution of Zimbabwe is an undemocratic document, and that when we get an opportunity, Zimbabweans must write a new constitution that is centered on their real and genuine aspirations. We believe that we need to provide a clean government. The current governance framework in our country is based on a corrupt mentality that believes that what political leaders must do is to enrich themselves, and that to use the power that they have solely for that. This is not peculiar to those that are in the ruling party. We believe that we also have politicians in the opposition that are anchored on ensuring that politics is about enriching themselves. So ours is to provide a genuine and clean government, and a clean government that is clearly focused on the wishes of the poor and others. So we would say that the NCA philosophy is social justice based on what we call social democracy. The state must exist for those that are powerless. And that's what we intend to do.
Thank you, sir. All right, and Ambassador Chris Mutangwa.
Thank you very much, Nivenoko. I am Christopher Mutangwa, special advisor to the president. My party is ZANU-PF. It is the party of the incumbent. We are the party of history. We are the party of record. We are the party of the future. It was interesting to hear of the aspirations which are being expressed by the three gentlemen about their various parties. We just want to put it on record that 38 years ago,
hello, I'm Dimiake Mokalieli, and here we are in the Washington, D.C. studios of Straight Talk Africa. Of course, you are watching a live debate that is taking place right now in Harare, which is moderated between VOA's Shaka Sali, of course, of Straight Talk Africa, and ZTN, the Zim Papers TV network, who is being moderated by Ruveneko Parirenyatwa. We're experiencing a little bit of technical problems. I'm sure you're hearing a little bit of a buzz in your ear, but we are trying to resolve it. Meantime, just to let you know what is happening right now, there is a debate taking place at the Crown Plaza in Harare called The Elected, the presidential debate. Among the panelists who are currently being featured is, of course, Mr. Love Momaduku, the NCA party, Tendai Biti, who is sitting on part for the MDC alliance. And then also there is Ambassador Christopher Mutangwa. He's representing ZANU-PF. And then there's also Nkosana Moyo, who is a presidential candidate for APA. So the discussion is ongoing. There are a lot of issues that are going to be raised during this discussion. The debate has just started, so most of the presenters or the panelists are just sharing their manifestos and giving a sense of what they plan to do for Zimbabwe. We'll be back.
So entertained. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your opening remarks. And over to you, Shaka Sali, for our first questions to you as we debate tonight.
Thank you very much. Let me go to Ambassador Mutangwa again. Ambassador Mutangwa, your party, yes. ZANU-PF, the last time I checked, it has been in power for 38 years. Could you please tell us what you think is the single most important decision that has been made during the last 38 years? And two, the single most regrettable decision during that period?
The single most important decision we made, I think, was soon after independence, when we said everybody should go to school. The IMF and the World Bank looked at our budget at that time in 1980, and they concluded that we didn't have enough resources to send everybody to school. But being the part which organized the people for a massive military engagement unseen in Africa by any African country against a modern army, we then advised the government to use the little budget which they had to pay teachers. So, and we went to organize the parents in the various villages all over the countryside to build schools for free. There was a competition between the government supplying software. It was the teachers, because that's what we told the government to do, to pay the teachers with that little budget. And the parents supplying the hardware. The parents won. Each time, there were more schools being built than teachers could be supplied by the central government. We then moved on to address that issue by going back to our guerrilla training camps in Cuba and converted them to teacher training schools. 6,000 teachers were trained in Cuba, so that the government could catch up with the frenetic pace which the people of Zimbabwe were building schools. Today, we're the most educated country in Africa. UNESCO standards say so, even ahead of countries which went earlier into independence. A very literate, capable population, which when it goes to foreign countries, it earns hard currency just like anybody who is in those foreign countries. This is a singular achievement which is based on the history of organization by ZANU-PF. No African country could aspire to do that the way we did it. So sending people, making them be active citizens in a modern globalized society is what we achieved most. The worst decision was the persistence in having a geriatric becoming president until he felt that he could turn this country into a Mugabezia, like Rhodes had done. Rhodes had turned this country into a Rhodesia. Mugabe wanted to turn it into a Mugabezia. And obviously, we, the war veterans and others, we had to challenge that. And we delivered the change which the other parties had aspired to and failed over a period of time. So
Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you. Just a reminder that when we, as your hosts, interject, we are not being rude in any way. We did outline the ground rules that your questions will be given 2 minutes to answer, and any follow-up questions will be given 1 minute to answer. So please do comply with us. When we do stop you, it is because your time is up.
Coming to Professor Maduku.
Right.
What about you, Professor Maduku? What would you say that so far during your private life, what would you say has been the single most important decision? And about what about the single most regrettable decision during your public life?
Well, I would say that the single most important decision that I made in my private life is that's what you're asking, is the decision to go to school, ensure that I pursue studies in a way that would empower me as an individual and be able to confront the challenges that everyone else has to face. You have to start on that basis. That is what I would say would be the most important decision that I made. The single most regrettable decision, if I may say so, would be the decision not to have entered politics earlier than now. I didn't then enter politics early in the 2000 when we founded the Movement for Democratic Change. I think that if I had entered politics, I would have changed the direction of the opposition at the time. So I regret not having done that.
Thank you very much. What about you, Mr. Biti?
Well, I think that the most important thing which we ever did as MTC was the decision itself to form a movement way back in 1999. We had watched our country go to the dogs, literally and metaphorically. We had watched the standards of our living collapse. We had watched the hygiene in our country collapse. We had watched the social indices, maternal mortality rates, infant mortality rates collapse. We had tried to express our anger, our frustration through trade union efforts, student movements, which both Lovemo and I were part of, through NGOs, including the NCA, which is now a political party, and of course through the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. And of course the state, including President Mugabe, cynically retorted to us and say, the demands you are making are now political. Please form your own political party. So it was a bold decision to form a political party in 1999, pursuant to the National Working People's Convention that was held on the 26th of February, 1999. We gave our people hope, we gave our people a chance, and we are in the trenches today, giving our people the expectation, the belief that we will change our country fundamentally. I think the regret we have is possibly around the GNU of 2008. We won the election in 2008. And we accepted, there was a summit that was held at Mulungushi International Conference Center in Zambia on the 14th of April 2008. That summit came to the conclusion that we were supposed to go to a runoff on the 28th of June. But this was before the presidential result had been announced. And the presidential result would only be announced 6 weeks later on the 5th of May. So I think our decision to accept a runoff in an election which we had clearly won was wrong. We allowed stability to take over democracy. And that was a mistake which we made.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What about you, Dr. Moyo?
So, the best decision I've ever made, I don't know whether you are aware that in year 2000, I allowed myself to join a ZANU cabinet. I was invited by the president and agreed to join. I was not a member of the party. I think it's the most important decision I've ever made because it allowed me to see the beast from inside. So when I listen today to ZANU people talking, I know how they function. It's not theory. I've got first-hand experience of how incapable they are. So that was, I only spent 10 months in that cabinet. But it is the most important decision I've ever made in my life. You know, I've got a philosophical position which makes it difficult to answer the flip side of your question. In my opinion, there is no single bad decision I've ever made. Because every decision I've made has left me wiser and more aware of the world around me. So even things that have appeared to be hateful, that were painful, actually have left me a better person. So there is no bad decision I've ever made. Even those that have hurt me, they've been good decisions.
Thank you very much. So good.
Coming back to you, gentlemen, on another point, looking at the landscape we're in now, we have elections on the 30th of July, on Monday. And some of you as parties have objected the operations of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Some of you as parties have not. Coming first to Mr. Tendai Biti, as the MDC Alliance, you have been making the headlines and you have been the loudest voice in opposing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. First question would be, are you ready and are you participating in Monday's elections? Second question would be, do you accept the outcome of the elections, whatever that outcome might be?
We are definitely participating in the election on Monday. There's no question about that.
It's good.
But there is no doubt that the Zimbabwe Election Commission is a captured institution. There's no doubt that they have not been partial. They have no doubt that their conduct and operations have been uneven and unequal. We are going into an election on Monday, but there's been no agreement and no transparency around the ballot paper. In normal countries, there has to be full disclosure on the ballot paper, its status, its traceability, its security, where is it coming from, where is it going to, the distribution. That basic elementary issue has not been disclosed to us. We are going into an election on Monday. Up until now, ZEC has not allowed and provided to political parties a voter's roll that complies with Section 23 of the Electoral Act. And Section 23 says they've got a duty to provide free of charge a voter's roll in searchable and analyzable form. And now they are creating this fiction that we cannot disclose the biometric voter's roll and the biometric features because your picture is private. But it is not private. It is your vote that is private. So we find that totally absurd. We're going to an election on Monday when a few weeks ago, there's been massive abuse of postal voting. Postal voting was designed for a few people in diplomatic missions. Now it has been converted into a full-scale election. So, notwithstanding these issues, we will participate in this election. There is the second part of your question is clear. People of Zimbabwe have spoken and are speaking. You have seen the massive turnouts of people at our rallies and meetings. Zimbabwe is ready for change. And I think it is going to be unacceptable that you create an outcome that is not consistent with the election as the election is taking place right now. So we will not allow a situation where procedural uncertainty is used to create a predetermined outcome. We will accept the genuine and legitimate feeling and expression of the people of Zimbabwe. And our prayer, Ruveneko, is that we've been voting for 38 years. We've not elected. We hope that on Monday, the 30th of July, we'll vote and elect.
Thank you.
The consequences for our country will be drastic.
Thank you very much. Coming to Ambassador Mutangwa on the same topic of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, the ZANU-PF party has been loudly silent on any discrepancies that are in the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. The question would be, do you find any? And what then as well in terms of an outcome would you accept and not accept?
Well, I come from the premise that ZEC is an independent commission which is set up by parliament and parliamentarians who included the MDC were the ones who were instrumental in setting up ZEC, including the selection of a judge who at that time actually enjoyed a lot of favor with them. They are now finding issues with that judge. It is their quarrel between themselves and that judge. Where ZANU-PF comes in as a party which has got responsibility for law and order and the smooth running of the country is when a party decides to go extra constitutional, extra legal into the challenge of ZEC. They can quarrel as much as they like with ZEC. And being good lawyers, and Mr. Beatty is a good lawyer, so is Mr. Chamisa, and so are many others in the MDC. You know, good lawyers take their cases to the judges. The good lawyers don't take their cases to the people in the street. So we hope that all these things, which is a gamut of issues which they are raising with ZEC, time is still there between now and Monday. They can take it to the courts and have it resolved by the courts, because that is the only place where those things should be resolved. As far as we are concerned, they are making Judge Chibumba a candidate for this election when she is not on the ballot box. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they can campaign to their electorate or to their voters when they are not focusing on President E.D. Mnangagwa and many other candidates, and they are trying to focus on Judge Chibumba. She will not be definitely on the ballot box. So they are missing the wood from the trees. That's the goal. That's what you can say about the
election. And on the outcome, sir?
Hello?
On the outcome of the elections?
We are happy with the outcome of the election, whichever way it comes. You know, it's the people of Zimbabwe decide in a vote, and the issue about money is people voting, putting their axes on whom they want to be the leader, and that is according to the constitution, which we went together with the MDC as the main political parties. Took it to the whole country. It was a referendum.
Hello, this is Nimyake Mokalieli again here in Washington. We are sitting in the studios of the Voice of America, and this is part of Straight Talk Africa. Of course, it's a bit different from what you're normally used to. We are having a live debate right now in collaboration with the ZTN, the Zim Papers television network in Harare. There's a discussion on the elected, the presidential debate, featuring some presidential candidates as well as representatives of presidential candidates. So we are here in the studio paying attention. Unfortunately, right now we're having some audio problems, and that's why it was tossed back to us in the studio. And I have with me my colleagues Ray Choto and Praxeles Jeremiah of the VOA Zimbabwe service. Of course, we're all following this conversation intently. Interesting questions from Shaka and Ruveneko about, you know, regrets and, you know, things that they don't regret. What takeaway do you have from the conversation, Ray?
I mean, just to begin with, this is a very exciting conversation that we're having. I think the first of its kind where VOA is partnering with a Zimbabwean news organization.
Yes.
Yeah, the responses that I've got from let's say, Dr. Nkosana Moyo, I mean, who joined the Zimbabwe government after he has been invited by then President Robert